Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In you we live and move and have our being. So thank you for as trees planted by the river of life, the wonderful Holy Spirit that takes the wonderful things of Jesus and puts it into our lives. Thank you that we can just continue and stay and abide so as to bear fruit this day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 7 from verse 15 to 20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will be recognized.
Hallelujah. There's a carnal world out there, and then there's the kingdom of God. And if you're in the carnal world, your thinking is carnal, your attitudes are carnal, and the fruit you bear, you can put on a show for a while, but ultimately the fruits show that your life is not hid with Christ in God. There is no way to be saved but through Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's answer for us all. So we need to look to Jesus, call on Jesus, get saved, get into the kingdom, and then we need to put our roots into this wonderful covenant, because we realize all good things come from God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we find our lives are hid with Christ in God, as that becomes our reality, then that becomes our experience, because God watches over those whose hearts are right, and he brings about all his wonderful plans, which is his fruits, which is his gifts, which is by giving us his thoughts and understanding, and that's what it's all about. It's so clear in John 15, the branches and the vine is Jesus, and when we stay in him, we have the right desires, and when you got the right desires, you ask the right things, and then God the Father, who sees our heart and knows his good intentions for us, can then bring about the good intentions that he's got for us, the destiny that's laid out for us to be fruitful trees and bearing fruit continually. But then also, if someone chooses not to abide in Jesus, he starts withering, desiring good things. He starts withering and desiring the wrong things. And then he falls into bad company again. And then the word tells us, he gets picked up and thrown into the fire. So God is looking for people that love him in Jesus, too busy with the good to do the bad. And so the whole question is, do we love eternal life, the God quality of life? And if we love it, we need to just stay in tune and develop on schedule. If we don't love it and we fall into carnality, and we are choosing to reject eternal life. And that's why Paul said to Jews that didn't want to believe and stay on track and develop on schedule, he says, you have chosen to reject eternal life. Therefore, I'm going on to go and encourage and work with other people. So abide, guys, abide, continue. You know, the powerful testimony is about Nebuchadnezzar, this mighty king that came to the Lord. And you know what impressed him? And you can just see it in his own words. When Daniel chose to just continually worship his God, and that's the God of truth, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, he was impressed by that. And when Daniel was put into the lion's den, again, when Nebuchadnezzar came, he says, and then his words were, as the God that you worship continually, chosen to deliver you. And then he was overjoyed that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they were able, and they did, you know. So that's where we've got to be, guys, so that we can bring the right testimony to win a world out there that is caught up in carnality, caught up in the lies of Satan. It's just two avenues of life. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, or there's Jesus that comes to give life and life in abundance. Be rooted in Jesus. Our lives are in Jesus, and He's the reality, and He brings the truth to us of who we really are and blesses us with every good gift. So stay, abide, stay in tune, develop on schedule. Amen.
Amen.